This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's Place to Talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues. A search for truth.
And we welcome you in to the WGNS Action Line. I'm not the sultry voice of Bart Walker. I'm Brian Barrett. Good to be along with you this morning. And you're going to get enough of me here over the next coming days. But I hope you will look past that and look toward the information that we'll be bringing you here in the next few days. And today it's all about Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. Marlene Sewell, Melinda Tate, Becky Johnson, all in the studio with us this morning. Ladies, how are you?
Great.
Pretty good. Thank
Great.
You.
Good. And you?
I'm doing okay. A little Memorial Day hangover type thing going on.
Okay.
Well, not that kind of hangover. I don't have that much fun.
Too much partying.
but just getting back in the groove and getting back to work. And kids are crazy now. My kids are... Well, one of them is actually going with their grandmother to Atlanta to do a little grandmother-granddaughter type stuff. And my son said last night about 10 o'clock, oh, I have school tomorrow, don't I? So not even realizing that, you know, it's almost like summer's already here and they've got that on their mind and nothing else matters.
I understand. We spent the entire weekend birthday partying it. Actually, a whole week of birthday partying it.
Really?
For eight.
Oh, okay.
Eight-year-old, yes.
Well, you know, the Tooth Fairy is richer now than they used to be, and birthdays, you know, it's not a birthday, it's a birth week,
yes.
You know, all that kind of thing. So, I understand. Marlene, lots of things going on, and I'm going to throw you a curveball right off the bat. Because I just thought that this was interesting. Jim Davis sent over some photos from the Turtle Day over at Barfield Park.
Oh,
and we've got them on our website in a slideshow.
Oh, cool.
So,
that's
but
great.
You know, just the kids looking. I mean, it just looks amazing.
I'm sure they had a great time. Rachel and her staff does a wonderful job with animals and turtles and frogs or anything else that comes along.
Becky, you look like you were a turtle crazy there. So.
Well, I took my girls to World Turtle Day. They love the Wilderness Station. Mm-hmm. My older daughter, mm-hmm. she's the kind of girl that would she'd sit inside and never go outside. Mm-hmm. If it hadn't been for Rachel and her staff at the Wilderness Station years ago, she'd never go outside. She loves snakes. She loves turtles. Just if you mention the Wilderness Station, she is there. She actually dropped her off, and she was volunteering while I went and got my eight-year-old from school and brought her back. But they had all kinds of activities that were turtle-themed, and they even left with little turtles that you plant for forget-me-not seeds become flowers. So... it was a lot of fun for everybody. They had Turtle Tracks ice cream, and it was just a good couple hours for the little ones to run around and learn all about turtles and get to pet a snake and everything.
Now, what ages are your girls?
They are 8 and 14.
8 and 14. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have a 14-year-old boy and an 11-year-old girl, so and I would say that they are like typical kids here. They don't get out as much. So do you think the Wilderness Station actually gets them more connected to nature?
It does, because my older one's kind of bugophobic.
Oh, yeah.
So she doesn't want to be outside. There's bugs out there.
Uh-huh.
But once she learned all about bugs and that most of them are helpful and there's a reason for them, it just kind of changes your mindset. When you understand the outdoors, you'll want to be in the outdoors. You're not kind of, oh, there's a snake, you got to kill it. Well, no, you don't, because most snakes are friendly and most snakes won't bother with you. So once you really understand the outdoors, then you want to be outside a whole lot more, I think, as part of that.
You know, Marlene, as we raise our kids around here, it's city growing. You know, we call them city kids.
Yeah, I was a city kid.
Well, but it was a little different. It didn't take much to get us to go outside and at least enjoy the outside.
That's true. Well, actually, we spent a lot of time in basements because I wasn't raised around here. But bicycles and tree climbing, those were the things to do.
Doesn't that explain a lot, Melinda, about Marlene? If she was raised in a basement.
No, it was cool. There was no air conditioning then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that makes sense.
Okay, so now that I've sort of told you how old I am.
Well, I just want you to be sure to go, and I'm not even sure when Turtle Day was at Barfield Park, but we do have those pictures on the website and some really great shots that Jim took. Little girl holding a turtle looking like, okay, this is the real deal here, you know, and just some really neat things there. And that's just part of what you do at Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. Melinda, how are you? Everybody else has talked, so I just thought I'd say how are you?
I think I'm still waking up.
I know the feeling.
Well, we have got a lot of activities. Speaking of outdoors, we've got upcoming our boat day with Stones River Watershed Association, and that's another way for kids to get out and learn about different types of boats and canoes. And if they've never been in one, this is a great opportunity because we have it roped off. We have a small area roped off where they won't go floating down the river. We've got a lot of volunteers that are there helping you in and out of the boat. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults too, to come and see if they might like to take up kayaking or canoeing mm-hmm. as a hobby.
Now, are we talking about along the Stones River and around the Greenway areas?
Yes. Okay. It's at the Manson Pike Trailhead right off of Searcy Street.
Okay. So that's a popular spot, I guess.
It is.
Now, I know what a canoe looks like, and one of our former employees actually bought a canoe because the Greenway system was so convenient just to go out. So when you launch, from the Manson Pike Trailhead, how far do you go? Where do you go before you...
Well, you can get out anywhere along the way, but Thompson Lane is a place that you can take out.
Yeah, that's very near my home, so I see a lot mm-hmm. launch. So you might launch from there and go to Manson Pike and turn. I mean, you can go as far as you want, but those are the two most popular launch sites, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. Boat day. What days are that?
That is Saturday, June 28th, and it's from 9 to 12, and it is free. You just show up. You don't have to pre-register or anything.
Well, that's good stuff.
We provide the life preservers, the boats, the oars, the paddles, everything.
Have you seen an increase in popularity of kayaking? It seems to me that there have been more and more people kayaking now.
Oh, yeah. It seems like every beautiful weekend we'll see that. And what's neat, they're so colorful. It just is fun to watch the kayakers going down the river.
Do you like to watch the show Shark Tank? Have you ever seen that? Okay.
Yes.
Did you see the episode where they had the kayak that folds up? It was one of the most recent ones.
I missed that one.
You actually can fold it up, and within a couple of minutes you can unfold a kayak, and you can it was pretty neat. And that way you don't have to have it strapped to the top of the car and this, that, and the other. You can actually throw it in the back seat.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
I'm looking out the window because my husband's kayak is strapped to his car out here right now.
So he's ready to go. Is that what you were looking at earlier?
No. Looking at a coworker.
Oh. Yeah, you can see a lot from Broadcast Plaza window from up here. Maybe some things that people don't think you can see from up here. So, well, that's neat. You know, just getting outdoors, Marlene, this is the time of the year when kids are out of school and... Yesterday, it was said in my household, I don't know if I can make it through all summer with you two. I'm not going to say who that was that said that.
Actually, I understand perfectly.
Uh-huh.
But
so,
now it's grandchildren, not daughters.
Yeah. Well, at least my wife's mother says, you know, being a grandmother is like all the perks of being a mother, except you get to tell them they can go home now.
Yes, that's true. And you can spoil them and get away with it as long as mom's not watching.
That's very, very true. So with others who maybe, and yesterday was just a holiday, the county kids aren't even out of school yet. The city students are, but already saying, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to put up with you two. Help us out with some things that typically go on this time of the year. I guess the pool's open too, right?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Wide open.
It opened yesterday, Borough Beach, or actually Saturday. Right. So Borough Beach is up and running with the water slides and the kiddie play area and the splash pads. And that will be open through August. I think it's actually when schools go back on August 11th, then they reduce their hours. But they are up and running for the summer.
You know, Becky, I can tell you one thing. It's usually June, mid-June or even July before I want to attempt it because the water's still pretty cold.
It is, but the air temperature's pretty hot. It's getting warmer. So.
That's true. Well, you know, it just the initial shock of getting in. And I know that you and Bart have spent a lot of time talking about the SportsCom pool area. And we live on that side of town. My daughter actually likes to go to Patterson Park.
Yes, it's indoor and it's warmer.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Patterson Park. It's kind of a smaller area, too. Mm-hmm. And she really enjoys that, of course.
Quite have the crowds that Borough Beach does. So, and it still has the play areas and the slides and all that, which she probably likes. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about applying sunscreen because you're inside. You don't have to worry about burning. But they still do get pretty busy during the summer, even though they're indoors. But it is definitely an alternative to Borough Beach. It's not nearly as busy.
Well, can't you get in too when it's raining outside?
Yes, if it's raining. Not if it's thunder and lightning, but if it's raining.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because all the windows there are around.
That's general rule of thumb, even though it's an indoor pool, if it's thundering and lightning, to not swim. But although I don't know that there ever actually has been a confirmed lightning strike at an indoor pool, but that's always been the industry standard when it's lightning.
If there's lightning, out of the pool, any pool,
right?
Doesn't matter. You know, you kind of have on this list that I'm looking at, it says Becky Johnson miscellaneous events.
I fill in all the gaps.
Okay, well, I just kind of thought that because Marlene or Melinda will just look over at you whenever I ask something. That's kind of my job here, miscellaneous events. Cheap bottle washer, whatever needs to happen. All right, so help me out here. We've got what parks around the area? Maybe we have some folks listening in that aren't as familiar. Maybe they moved into the area and it's their first summer here. What are, we've talked about SportsCom and Patterson Park. What are some of the places where kids can have a big summer?
Well, they have the Greenway, and I can let Melinda go on about the Greenway when she gets a hold of the microphone. But we have Barfield Crescent Park, which has a large playground, a small playground, quite a few pavilions. There's a backcountry walking trail. Part of it's paved, part of it's not paved. We have the Wilderness Station back there. So you can go to Barfield and get all kinds of experiences.
There's
out there.
There's also the walking, jogging path around some of the ball fields.
Yes, there
so
is.
So you can turn your 3-year-old and let them just run.
Mom and the 3-year-old can walk claps while everybody else is at the ballpark.
Or just let the 3-year-old run. Just not too far. Huh? Okay.
Right. And we have neighborhood parks, and I'm just trying to remember these all off the top of my head. We have Rogers Park. There's an outdoor park at Patterson. There's Richard Siegel Neighborhood Park, even though everybody thinks of that as a soccer complex, but there is a neighborhood park with a playground out there.
Kids Castle,
of course, the big one, the very popular one there at Old Fort Park, which is also an access to the Greenway Trailhead. There is, I'm trying to think of what other parks. Cason Lane Trailhead has a neighborhood park at it.
And a playground.
Now, isn't there a playground also just past Thompson Lane, kind of near Center of Hope? Wasn't there in there a playground?
Oh, General Bragg Trailhead has a playground.
Okay.
Yes, and that's a nice playground out there, too.
Yes.
And a lot of these playgrounds have pavilions, so there is shaded areas alongside the playgrounds if it's too hot to be out in the sun.
And a lot of them have restrooms, too, which is very important.
Yes.
Yes.
Small children.
Always a restroom trip. You know, and you can really go out for a couple of hours, especially to these outdoor playgrounds or whatnot, pack a lunch and have a good time.
Yes. Yes. And we have the Bark Park for our furry family members, too.
Well, that's all good stuff. Yes. And so, and, but I guess the big facilities, Barfield, also Patterson Park and Sportscom, mm-hmm. that, you know, there are multifaceted things going on there. And especially at Sportscom and Patterson, you've got the pool areas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So that's miscellaneous summer stuff. Huh?
Well, but if you want to talk about water, mm-hmm. we also have splash out 3 times during the summer.
You know what? Is that where the fire trucks come out with the hoses?
And, yes.
Okay.
Shoot the water up in the air.
Yeah, and they're doing actual work that they have to do with that too, right? Don't they have to, you know, flush the hose or hydrants or something?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Last year we had someone from Consolidated Utility District came out and checked a couple of the sites to see, I guess, how much water we were using. I don't know.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, even if it's drizzling, sometimes we go ahead and do that. But, and we have stuff that you can throw into the water and go shoot the fire hose, shoots it up and over. But then, and they're soft things, so we're not going to hit any little kid in the head, you know, with something hard. And there's also areas that kind of puddle up for the littler kids. 2 and 3 year olds don't necessarily want to go get underneath the spray
mm-hmm.
because it can be kind of hard and a lot of it coming down at one time. But we're starting out in June on the 19th at Siegel Neighborhood Park, and that's the second entrance into the park, not the first one off of Cherry Lane, if you're coming from Memorial. And then we have one on July 10th at Barfield Crescent Park at the Big Pavilion, and July 24th at Old Fort Park at the Older Pavilion 1. And, it, you know, it's free. We have giveaways. Kids ought to come out and have a good time. And it starts at 1:30 and goes till 3.
I've actually... you've been doing those for a while, I think,
yes.
haven't you?
Yeah, Thomas Laird started at Barfield, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago.
Yeah. The one that we live on the Siegel side of town, so my daughter wanted to go to that. Actually, we were just driving by, coming from our church and went down Cherry Lane, and what's that? So we whipped in and, of course, wet clothes and all, went home, no towels, but we need to prepare next time, maybe.
Yeah, I do encourage towels and sunscreen and shoes that can get wet.
Yeah.
Because even though we clean off the parking lot, you never know what's going to be there. We don't want anybody to get their feet hurt or their knees.
So this is in the second entrance, and not the ball field entrance, but the one closest to the pavilion and the playground
and the
area.
Playground stuff, correct. Okay. And then, you know, it's on Thursday night, so you can go home for a little bit, have a little dinner, come on back out and watch the movie.
Okay, we're going to talk about Mutts, right?
Yes.
We're going to talk about Movies Under the Stars and all kinds of additional things here. Maybe you have a question you'd like to get in here on the Action Line this morning. Well, we're going to open up the phones for you if you have a question. If you're new to the community, and I've been trying to ask a few of those questions for you this morning, but maybe you have something specific you'd like to ask. Maybe you're thinking, are there membership fees, and what do we need to do if, you know, what does it cost to get into the pool and this, that, and the other? They have books, and Becky is miscellaneous, so she's got all the answers here, apparently. So we'll see what happens when we come back. You're listening into the Action Line. Brian Barrett, along with folks from the Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation Department. A break, traffic and weather update, and much more straight ahead here on the Action Line.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for 4 generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup, buy it in the store, or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course. We've got incredible deals right now on guitars. We've got Taylor, Paul Reed Smith, 2 number 1 guitar lines in the country right now, and incredible quality. free hard case upgrade on most guitar purchases. This is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church Street across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Start your mornings with WGNS. Weekday mornings at 9, The Truman Show. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on the stations of WGNS. WeatherEye.
We'll see a few scattered showers and storms here this afternoon. Partial sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. And winds out of the southwest of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance for showers and storms and low near 67. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 73.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. The most important car in the world is your car. That's why at Safe Auto, they only sell the right car insurance for the right price right now. What drives them drives you. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Call, click, and enjoy the road ahead.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell, and if you have a car problem, me and my team on Broad Street are here to help.
Robert's Auto Repair, on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
At Robert's Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
896-1407.
At 8:32, Randy O'Brien checks in on the roadways for us. Randy, good morning.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion still. I-24 at 96, Old Ford Parkway at Bridge Avenue, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, still a bit of congestion. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, still pretty busy. Church at Middle Tennessee Boulevard with still some congestion. And Memorial Boulevard at Medical Center Parkway, still some congestion there. There's always fun in Knoxville. Jazz on Market Square, Civil War tours, haunted ghost tours, downtown food tours, plus Knoxville's country music history tours. For information and room booking, visit Knoxville.com. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Now more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings at 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online. The Action Line on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
And this morning, talking about Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. Phone lines are open now at 893-1450, 893-1450 if you have any questions this morning. We've got Becky Johnson, who now has a new nickname, thanks to me, and she probably will never come back to talk to me again. Melinda Tate and Marlene Sewell, who I have called Marlene all morning, and she told me that it's Marlene and I can read, but just not well, at 8:30 in the morning. All right, we kind of talked a little bit and kind of led into movies under the stars, and I remember, see, Marlene, I started working here when I was 16 or so, doing some part-time stuff, and I remember the talk about movies under the stars even back then. This has been going on forever.
Since, like, 1947.
Now, and when I was 16, we're talking about VHS, probably.
No, actually, he had the 16-millimeter projector going.
Yeah.
We did have to give that
Well, I'm not that old. You know, when I was 16, they were VHS. But it's taken a progression now, I guess, hasn't it?
I have to think, because we didn't switch to that until after we started having a lot of trouble with getting projectors that would continue to work. So we gave it up and moved over to LCD players. And
so that would have been, I guess, mid-90s? Early to mid-90s.
Yeah, no, maybe even a little later.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
still using
really
those projectors.
Remember.
Well, that's
yes.
Pretty cool. And so how did all of this come about? Give us a little bit of the history behind Movies Under the Stars.
Oh, good. You know, first of all, I wasn't born there yet either. Second of all,
no, you were in the
here.
Basement then, so.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't think I was. No, wasn't alive yet. Sorry. Got another year or two. I believe it was just a program that they thought that probably Mr. Duffier, who was ever the director at that time, thought would be a great idea for the community. And they showed the movies, I think, about three times a week. I know How Good Was the Sight, Mitchell Nielsen Elementary, Oakland's Park. Patterson Park had a movie way back when, too, but I don't know really when that one stopped. When I started working for the department, they weren't using Patterson anymore, but we're still using Oakland's Park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said 1947.
Right.
Okay.
Is when they started.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure we really have any history information on where else or whatever then.
Well, I would assume that it's the longest program that's continued that you all have done.
I believe so. That or just
basketball.
Sure, basketball. Yeah. Football, youth football probably started about then.
We could add the tag non-athletic.
Okay.
Type
okay,
of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Bart. Fight might have answers to those kind of questions.
Yeah.
Because he's been around for a while, too. And then, of
that's
course,
what folks
quite
say
1947
about
Bart. Either.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so over the years, we've kind of changed some of the spots, and we've added a few days. And when Hollis Harris became too ill to do the program, I really felt there was no reason to discard the program just because he was no longer able to do that. So we've continued on, added sites, changed them depending on the attendance, and tried to make sure that we were hitting like all the corners of the city.
Now,
so
I'm glad you mentioned Hollis's name, because he was for all those many, many years, and even when I was growing up as a kid, he was synonymous with Movies Under the Stars.
Correct.
And so that's kind of continued in his honor now, and more sites. And the,
right.
Tell us about, did he just do this on his own?
I believe the department paid for the movie rentals,
mm-hmm.
and then he made his money from selling snow cones and popcorn and sodas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so.
But
so,
it was really a gift for the community.
Right, yes. And yeah. we've kind of continued in that vein. So you can come, it's free, bring your blanket, your lawn chair, sit in the back of your truck. I've had people come and bring sofas or their lounge chair in the back
really?
Of their truck and watch the movie. Yes, it's pretty funny. But, you know, whatever works. If you enjoy the movie and your family does, that's what counts.
That's right.
So all our movies are family-friendly, PG or G movies. That's what we go for. This year we have several, I think, at least two Disney movies, because they're hard to kind of balance in with their requirements.
Mm-hmm.
So 8:30, come a little earlier, like 8 to get a spot, or 7:45 sometimes. Mm-hmm. Most of the sites have some place to play, a playground nearby, so that keeps your children entertained till the movie gets ready to start. So Monday nights we're at Cason Lane Trailhead. Tuesday nights we're at Cannonsburg Village in front of the Welcome Center. And on June 10th, Sheila's got a special prep going earlier than that. Then you can just feed right into the movie. Thursday nights we're out there at the Siegel Neighborhood Park. Friday nights we're at Mitchell Nielsen Primary, right next to the gym. And on Saturdays we're at Hopgood Elementary School. And there we've moved over to the side. I think it's Jupiter is the name of the street.
Oh, okay.
As I said, it used to be in front of the school.
Then I guess they're doing the construction now.
Yeah,
right?
So that was our issue last year. They've, of course, finished all that up, but it was a nice shady spot, lots of grass. So we're just going to stay over there on the side. And you can still see the movie in the screen as you drive by. So, you know, come on.
Awesome. Movies Under the Stars.
Right.
So there's no cost to get in. If you want to bring a little money for refreshments or something
that's
like
fine,
that.
That's fine. Or bring your own dinner.
Yeah.
That's okay, too.
And maybe even your own furniture from the house.
Well, apparently, yes. And if you would like to listen to the movies, because we cannot publicize them on radio or TV or in the newspaper, you can call our main office, 890-5333, and they can send you a copy or email you a copy.
All that copyright stuff, I guess.
Yes.
Or if they want to like the Murfreesboro Parks and Rec on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
we have it posted on Facebook, and each week we're going to repost it. The movie listing.
Oh,
so
okay.
If they follow us on Facebook, yes. they can have a movie list as well.
Yes. And that's just the general Parks and Rec
mm-hmm.
Facebook page.
Yep, right. Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation.
Right. And the other thing to remember is just because it's raining at your house doesn't mean it's raining at the movie.
That's true. That's true.
Yes.
So you were kind of talking earlier about it's the in the old days, the big projectors and things. So how do you view it now?
We have an LCD player that connects to a DVD VCR. That shoots out the movie to the screen, and we have the mixer and the big speakers to mm-hmm. get the sound out.
So it's kind of like a little mini drive-in theater kind of thing.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Good stuff. That's Movies Under the Stars, part of the many happenings with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. We have Marlene Sewell joining us, along with Melinda Tate and Becky Johnson. Melinda, let's talk a little bit about the Small Fry Try, which is coming up.
Sure. This is a very popular program for the little bitty ones, the 2 to 6-year-olds. And they have their own triathlon. They will start off by running, and they'll run for, I don't know, about a minute. And then they'll hop on their bikes or their tricycles, and then they'll go down the Greenway Trail for about 30 seconds, and then they'll run through sprinklers. That's the swimming part of it.
Ah.
And they'll cross over the finish line. They get to break the ribbon as they cross over the finish line, and everyone gets a trophy. It's very exciting.
And how big are these small fries, if that makes sense? Are they, yeah, what age?
They're starting at age 2, and their parents or coaches can mm-hmm. help out. We're pretty lenient about that. They can be on the trail with them. And it is Saturday, June 14th, and we start the races at 10 o'clock, and we're finished by 11. Some kids, after they finish, they had so much fun, they'll get back in line and do it again. And they just get one trophy, but if they want to go back and do it again and again, some just kind of hang out in the sprinklers and they never cross the finish line.
I can see that. And I can just imagine some of the 2-year-olds. And so they get some help on this little tricycle,
sure.
I guess, too. And
yes.
That's pretty neat because I guess just trying to get kids out and teach them from a very young age what it – I mean, that not that they're going to be a triathlon runner, walker, whatever you call that, you know, at age 2, but at least it gets them out and active.
Sure, and they will have the little numbers that they pin on their shirts, and if the parents want to, they can purchase a shirt later that says Small Fry Triathlete. Well, it says triathlete on the back,
mm-hmm.
and it's so cute seeing them.
So how long have you been doing this event?
Oh, it's been about 6 years, six mm-hmm. or seven.
Really? It's been longer than that because I've been with the department 8 years, and okay. Angela had yeah. been running it before that, so right. it might be going on 10.
First year was at Bragg.
Okay.
And so where is it now, Melinda?
It's at Old Fort Park, close to Kids Castle.
Okay.
And it's $6 per child.
Do you need to sign up ahead of time or sign up that day? Or
they can sign up ahead of time starting June 2nd at SportsCom, Patterson, or the Wilderness Station. Or they can just wait and sign up that morning.
Now, from the Small Fry Tri to the Murfreesboro Half Marathon seems to be, you know, like worlds apart. But you know, it won't be very long till we probably will see some of those small fries in the half marathon.
That's right. That's right. We hope so anyway. Yeah, registration starts June 7th for the middle half. And last year we sold out in 2 hours and 11 minutes. And so that was kind of a race within itself.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to the signups. And if anyone is interested in getting more information about that, they can go to themiddlehalf.com.
Do you still have as much fun doing this as maybe in the very beginning?
I do. I do. Every year, something changes. So it's not the same old thing. We try to make it a little better every year. And we may have sponsors that change, or we have people that make suggestions, and mm-hmm. So we will try those out and just try to make a better race, and that's exciting.
So can you tell us some of the changes that may be coming up for this year?
Well, one big change, we've added more participants. Last year we had 3,000, and this year the cap is 3,250. So that's one change. The course is the same. So if you've run it every year for the past 7 years, you know that, you know, you can compare your time mm-hmm. to the exact same course.
Is that important for runners to because it is the same course and they can look back over that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And we are so fortunate because in our area it's fairly flat. There are some courses that there are so many hills.
Yeah, Nashville, for instance, right?
But a lot of runners, especially the elite runners, will come to the middle half to try to get a PR, which mm-hmm. is a personal record.
Now, the middle half has grown over the years with participants and fame, I guess, as well. I mean, it's really known all over the country as a good place to go and a lot of training for maybe full marathons, right?
Yes, it's in the fall, and a lot of full marathons are in the fall. So a lot of athletes will use the middle half as a training run for their full marathon later on.
Mm-hmm. So registration begins when now?
June 7th at 10 a.m.
June 7th.
Set your alarm clock. Yes, that's a Saturday morning.
And I think I remember you said 2 hours and some odd minutes last year.
2 hours and 11 minutes that it sold out last year.
So you're increasing by 250, so that will allow a few more, but possibly even a who knows?
Who knows?
I guess every year. Are you surprised by that? How quickly?
I am. We've sold out 6 of the last 7 years. We didn't the second year. I think we increased way too much that second year. But 6 out of 7 years. So we think we probably will sell out, but we don't know how quickly.
Mm-hmm.
The year before, I think it was 11 days. So to go from 11 days to 2 hours was
that's wild,
astounding.
And it, you know, it's amazing to me that these folks from out of the area, maybe even out of the country, who are not even here now, but will be in the States then, that come and to know to sign up. Yeah. How do they know?
It's a thing called the interweb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're listed on several running sites and word of mouth, too.
It's really a big destination, isn't it?
It is. We've got so much to do here in Middle Tennessee. We do get participants from about 25 different states every year.
I think the fact that you know, what I think is really neat about it is it does bring a lot of folks here, and just from talking with you after that very first year, it's like this has become a not only a premier event, but, you know, an economic boost to our area and just really many more things than we thought. A great way for charities to raise money for their organizations and just on and on and on.
Yes, we do partner with several charities and make donations and to the different groups that help us out, and also to different groups that follow our mission. For example, the Friends of the Greenway, we make a donation because so many of our runners use the Greenway.
Mm-hmm. So I mean, even down to Greenhouse Ministries, who come and pick up all the clothing and use that and redistribute.
Yes, we make a donation to Greenhouse. They come with their big truck, and on cold days, runners will wear old jackets, and they know to do this, to wear old jackets that they'll discard. They wear things that they don't want again. And Greenhouse will come and pick them up and wash them and then resell them at their thrift store.
Good stuff. TheMiddleHalf.com?
TheMiddleHalf.com.
Okay. Yes. That's where you can find it on the interweb. That's a new word that I've learned this morning. June 7th at 10 a.m. is when registration opens. That's the Middle Half, TheMiddleHalf.com. We're going to come back and wrap up our show here with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation. We still have from preschool to senior programs to talk about, and then Miss Miscellaneous has more information for us as well. When we come back, it's about 10 minutes, 11 minutes before 9 here on the Action Line.
You're unbelievable.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you.
Bell Jewelers is the diamond store in Murfreesboro. We have the largest selection of diamond bridal, anniversary, and other special occasions, all at great values.
Visit us at belljeweler.com. Like us on Facebook.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1879.
We interrupt WGNS programming to test our emergency alert system. This is only a test.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Here's store manager Mark Sheridan.
We do pride ourselves in trying to put the best furniture out that's available to us for a reasonable price. There is a date on the furniture tag, and every 10 days from that date, 10% comes off the price until the item is sold.
The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
The fight, the arrests, and the video. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. 28-year-old Mario Ticas of Laverne charged with assault on public intoxication Saturday morning around 1 a.m. Witnesses to the arrest claim the Laverne PD took it a little too far. One witness has posted a video on YouTube while police making the arrest. In the video, you can see the suspect holding his hands over his face while being punched at least 6 times by one officer, while a second officer is seen holding a dog. A third officer is also seen wrestling with Ticas. Assistant Laverne Police Chief Keith Lowry told WGNS News the initial call was in regards to a possible fight. Lowry says when the officers arrived, Ticas appeared intoxicated and wanted to fight with them. Lowry claims Ticas attacked two officers and was charged with 2 counts of assault on an officer and also with public intoxication. Assistant Chief Lowry says he'll have more information available after he speaks to the officers involved. Channel 5 reported this week Bonnaroo has been designated a soft target for terrorism. But Coffee County Sheriff Steve Graves and others question that report. In fact, a spokesman for the State Office of Homeland Security stated they have not referred to Bonnaroo as a soft target for acts of terrorism. Graves noted that Bonnaroo has traditionally been a very safe event, and they expect it to remain that way. Bonnaroo will be held in Manchester June 12th through the 15th. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue Departments 4, 6, 7, and 8 responded to a house fire at 3306 Overhill Court just before 9 o'clock Monday night. Crews on the interior were pulled for safety reasons. Crews on the outside had to begin an exterior attack to put that fire out. This is WGNS News.
Brought to you by Kester Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad across from Chevrolet in Murfreesboro.
From headaches, back and neck pain to nerve pain, joint pain, and arthritis, we are here to help you find relief. Call 895-1253 for an appointment.
WeatherEye.
Let's head down to the WeatherEye Weather Center now and get an update. Up to 75 degrees. Staff meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki with an update for us. Jen, good morning.
Well, Brian, it looks like we'll see a few scattered showers and storms here for your day today with partial sunshine, high in the mid-80s, and winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance for showers and storms, mostly cloudy, a low near 67, and south winds around 5 to 10. Wednesday, we'll have a chance for scattered showers and storms, partial sunshine, a high near 85, and winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, a chance for showers and storms, mostly cloudy, a low near 67. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vucicki, and that's a look at your forecast.
Pretty good-looking forecast, as a matter of fact. 75 and sunny now.
This is Alex Johnson.
And this is Crystal Dangerfield.
On behalf of the Lady Blaze, we would like to give a special thanks to the Murfreesboro community and Blackman supporters.
As we celebrate our state and national championship season, please help us by visiting ucaring.com/ladyblaze.
Sometimes strange things can happen.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
There's really no reason to be afraid.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online. The Action Line on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Continuing with conversation with Murfreesboro Parks and Recreation's Marlene Sewell, Melinda Tate, Becky Johnson, all here with us. Let's see, where else do we need to go? Senior and preschool programs, Marlene.
Right. Miss Trina, as she's known, is continuing her preschool programs in the mornings at Patterson Park, usually on Tuesdays and Thursdays. She's continuing with her ABC 123 Let's Go, which is 2 to 5 year olds on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 10:45. And, of course, for these programs, there's the premium pass or $3 fee for the kids. She has our Outdoor Adventures Playgroup on Tuesdays at not from 9 to 9:45. And Art to Eat, I think that's what that says. I stapled it. Yeah, Art to Eat, which is on Thursdays in June from 9 to 9:45. Is that the same time I just said, or is the other was? Anyway, you can check on the website or in one of the reconnections that are out for June up to find out for sure. And then she's going to try something new at Daddy and Daughter Tea on Saturday, June 14th, same time as the small fry try, from 3 to 10-year-olds with their daddies. But that's from 11 to 12. So
what are the ages of the girls?
So you can go from running over to have your tea.
Yeah.
That's right.
So what's the age for the girls there?
It's 3 to 10.
Okay.
With the dad, I don't think there's an age limit on the daddies.
You
never know. But then switching over to seniors, she has her community bingo on June 4th and June 18th from 10 to 11 at Patterson, and there is a $2 fee for that. And they play bingo, and she's got prizes for everybody. Mm-hmm. Wins. And then on June 10th over at St. Clair Street Senior Center, I will be doing my annual grandkids and grandparent craft class. And it'll be kind of a surprise what we do. There is no fee for that. We would like you to call the Senior Center and make a reservation. And we'd like the kids to be 4 years old and up, mostly because a lot of times there's scissors and things to string and whatever, but the grandparents are supposed to help. And then, of course, we have our annual cookout and card party on June 21st from 5:30 to 9:30. That's a Saturday evening. You know, I have to kind of work this in with the Movies Under the Stars. And that is also at St. Clair. And their number is 848-2550. And they've always been kind enough to take the reservation information for us so we know how much food to get and all. And then, of course, the Classics, St. Clair Classics, that is, are having their June dance on June 28th. From 7 to 10 p.m. at the Senior Center, and there is a $5 charge at the door. Pretty much covers the cost of the band.
It sounds like sometimes you get in events that kind of overlap or at the same time.
Yes.
Parks and Rec is so busy now.
That's true.
Do you ever have to arm wrestle for dates or times or just call it a draw?
We do thumb wars.
Do you?
Yes. Two out of three.
Yeah.
Who keeps up with all this, Becky?
Well, we do try to meet and plan out a calendar so that we don't make our maintenance staff crazy, because lots of times they have to haul stuff to one side of town to the other side of town. So we try as best as we can to offer something for everybody throughout the year. But sometimes, for whatever reason, things just have to overlap. Mm-hmm. It has to be that weekend, or, you know, there's a festival another weekend someplace else, so... Yeah, you know, we try to juggle as best as we can, but it does overlap.
Now, Marlene mentioned Rec Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets to put Rec Connection together?
I do.
And you do this how often?
Four times a year.
We
do it seasonally. And actually, at WGNS, I just dropped the summer Rec Connection downstairs by your front door.
As part of miscellaneous Rec Connection.
Yes.
I can see, I kind of thought it may be you.
That's why they were all looking at me, because I know what's in the Rec Connection better than anybody else. But these are available at all our sites, and on June 1st, you can download this from our website. Our spring one will go away May 31st, and then the summer one will be available June 1st. And our website is at murfreesborotn.gov/parks, and you can download the Rec Connection. But it also has links to all our pages and all our facilities and parks and all our activities. And just really quick to highlight a few things that I want to throw out there. We do a family night out Tuesday, June 10th at Cannonsburg. We have a Flag Day celebration at Cannonsburg on June 14th, the third Friday night concert series at Cannonsburg, and then July 4th, you got to come out to McKnight Park for Celebration Under the Stars.
Get that Rec Connection. It's got all the stuff in there. Marlene Sewell, Melinda Tate, Becky Johnson, thanks for stopping in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And that is going to do it here for the Action Line here for this Tuesday. Stay tuned. Truman's next.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. It's 9 o'clock. Now, from the voice of Rutherford County, local news, fast, first, now.